Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And lots happening in the farming news at the moment. First off, Rural Affairs Secretary Richard Lockhead has for a long time been a keen supporter of getting new entrants into farming, and he's now made a promise to farmers' organisations that it will become a government priority. Meanwhile, according to research from Quality Meat Scotland, confidence among beef farmers about their future is at a new high. Store cattle sellers top the poll, with 45% seeing a brighter future. But almost all beef farmers are worried about the future of common agriculture policy, and that's a worry that virtually every farmer shares at the moment. The right deal for Scotland in CAP reform is something that NFU Scotland have been stressing to MSPs at Holyrood, and there's no doubting that strong support from MSPs will add weight to the Scottish argument in Brussels as discussions go on. But for now, it's back to day-to-day farming at Fern Farm with John Scott, where we went out moving sheep around, sorting out the final 200 lambs to go before Christmas, and we're finding out what's going on down on the farm.
We've been doing a bit of drainage. Because the weather's been good, we've done a fair bit of winter ploughing, which is earlier than usual. But especially hard, heavy clay ground, if we can get that turned over now, the frost will break it down for us. Local contractor Alan Wilson's doing that for us, and we'll leave the lighter fields till later on because we'll use the lighter ground for wintering ewes and cattle on, and it lets us get down back onto the ground and hopefully increase fertility for next year's crop. Mm.
And of course this time of year, coming up to 1st of December, all looking forward to the single farm payment check.
Yeah, looking forward to getting that in. It'll just help cash flow a bit. It's an important part of farming. Yeah, it's necessary for us to make a living.
I was going to say, would you survive without it or not?
It would be pretty tough. I think we'd have to adapt our practices fairly drastically, and I think it would have big repercussions throughout the industry. We would lose a lot of farmers and related businesses out of the industry. I think if you saw subsidies go, one of the main things that the general public would notice would be that food price would have to go up considerably, because that's what subsidies are doing. They're keeping the cost of food down. When you look at what the general house person would be spending now as a percentage of their annual income, it's an awful lot less than it might have been 40, 50 years ago.
So, cheaper food, the result of farm subsidies. And all of that up for discussion in the coming months in the EU with that CAP reform. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.